Indy Wildwood was?
N1DAY, yeah. I just wanted to know, they asked me to come down to the 610 repeater. If anybody has heard from Sid and Beverly Hendricks, he runs the 640 net on Sunday nights. I haven't heard anything from him for a couple days now.
This is Dave, correct? Dave, this is Patrick, KO4HKX. I have not heard anything out of Sid at all, so I haven't been able to get much out of the Fletcher Mountain Home area.
Thanks so much. Appreciate you coming back to me. I'll get off here. 73, is N1DAY clear?
Dave, before you go, do I have an update on the 6-4 machine?
A few minutes ago, I was actually on the 6-4 machine just as it went down on Friday, and it hasn't come back up since, so I don't have any updates on it.
I don't have Shannon's call sign in front of me, but she has checked in with me a couple times from Mountain Home in that area, so I know it's a little bit from Fletcher, but maybe she knows something about Sid over that way. When she checks back in, I will make sure to ask her.
Patrick, appreciate it. This is N1DAY. I'm clear and monitoring.
N1DAY, thanks for coming over here. KO4HKX, standing by.
U4SOE, this is W4ATP.
W4SOE.
All right, it's W4ATP. I'm back online monitoring.
Roger that.
KO4HKX, KC4EZM.
KO4HKX, go ahead, Harry.
You said you had some information. I'm now freed up to where I can listen to you for a minute.
To know if you had any information for that area. I don't have anything for you. I was just trying to get information out of that area. I've had a couple people ask.
I think we're probably in the same condition you are. The agencies are getting their act together. They're working at getting food and water into places. And the biggest issue, I guess, is getting stuff up here. I'm not sure Old Fort Mountain is open yet. Tennessee is closed, and I'm not sure what's happening on I-26. I've heard stories that you can get in and out, and I've heard stories that only emergency traffic comes. So I don't know, but in general, there's so much down stuff. There's so much work, and it's not necessarily big jobs, but they've all got to be done, and like, at my house, I'm on a generator. I can look up behind my house to the street behind me, and I see the street lights up there are on at night. So I know there's power out here. It's just that I also know where the trees down, where we get our power from. And I think we're probably pretty far down the list to get fixed. So, and I think that's just the general situation up here. We've had about 35 deaths so far attributed. They're not 100% sure exactly, you know, directly to the hurricane or not, but most of the agencies are just trying to get their stuff together, get water distribution set up, and stuff like that. Some places were hit hard, and like where I live, we were hit very, very light, but that's it. Hang on, I got a call.
Harry, KO4HK, standing by.
KE4VIB, Sunny. I have it on good authority that I-26 is open to Columbia and on past.
Hey, can you give me your call sign one more time, please, sir?
E4VIB.
To that, and you say, repeat again on I-26 so I can verify everything.
Have it on good authority that I-26 is open at least to Columbia and probably on past there.
Pat, I-26 is open south or whatever it is on there, east and west.
Into the Hendersonville area, KN4VWA.
Steve, KO4HKX, I think you can make it to Hendersonville, but that's as far as you're going to go.
Okay. Well, as far as the state line, that's what I'm really worried about.
Yeah, I just need to get up into Landrum. All right, thank you, guys.
Steve and Sonny, thank you for bringing that information in here. You still blocked in out there?
Told me that the floodwaters are down enough to get out onto Highway 64, but I haven't tried to go, but I do know that our roads are open. I just don't need to go anywhere.
Sonny, thank you for coming in here and sharing that information, though. KO4HKX, and I'll be standing by.
4HKX, KC4EZN, I'm back, Patrick.
Hang on just a second. I think you had a station double with you. Let's pause just a second.
4SOE, I have some additional information on Lander, but let that other station go ahead.
Okay. KE4VIB, I just got information that everything is open and operating as normal in Gastonia, North Carolina.
4BIB, this is Kilo Quebec 4, Golf India Kilo, Gastonia open and running. Roger. Appreciate that. Y'all take it easy up there. 7-3.
Clear. 4HKX, KC4EZN. Let's try again. I'm doing the same thing up here that you're doing.
Kilo Quebec 4, Golf India Kilo, he is listening. We're trying to set up the FM. For EZN, copy.
I got you, Patrick. EZN, Patrick.
KO4HKX, go ahead, Harry.
Yeah, I can say I'm listening to three different radios right now, so I missed the comment on I-26. I know once you get into North Carolina, it is relatively clear all the way to the Tennessee line. Now, you can't. I don't know if it was a mudslide or a road washout, but I think it's blocked to Tennessee. But what I do not know is, are they allowing traffic across the state line? And I've heard it both ways, with no confirmation on either one of them. I don't know if you've heard anything from your end or not.
40 was blocked, Harry, in there, and 26 had road closures above Hendersonville into Asheville.
Well, I think there are road closures. My understanding is 26 is relatively clear. It's when you go to an exit, you may not be able to get off at the exit because the bridge was washed away. You can get to Long Shoals Road, and again, my question was, are they allowing traffic across the state line? That was the issue up here. That some folks would like to leave the area and don't know if they can get out or not.
KO4VWA, go ahead, Steve. KO4HKX. Go ahead.
Okay, 26 at the top of the mountain. They'll let you go down the other side of the mountain on 26, down pretty much to the base of the mountain, but anything going on into the town of Irwin, Tennessee, is closed. Irwin is, it's just washed out. The road was pretty much under about a foot of mud all the way down through there. So 26 from the foot of the mountain at Irwin, Tennessee, back into North Carolina is open, but no further.
Roger that, Steve. Harry, did you get that?
QSL, Patrick, and I'm going to go back over to our repeater for a minute. But thanks for that.
Roger that, Harry. Come back when you need information. We'll try to get you what we can. KO4HKX.
Information break.
HKX, go ahead.
Mike, 4, Bravo, Lima, Quebec. My name is Gary. They've got disaster relief set up at Marietta First in Marietta, South Carolina. Disaster relief for any needs that you may have. They've got some opportunities to help.
Patient, can you slow down just a little bit so we can get all that wrote down?
Kilo, Mike, 4, Bravo, Lima, Quebec, Gary. Marietta First has disaster relief set up Carolina. Any issues, they've got some opportunities to help.
And a First Baptist right there across from the Sphinx, right?
That's correct, and I believe they also have some laundry services available. They've got a different trailer there to be able to do laundry for people as well.
Roger that. We will pass that information along down there. Anybody you see, if you'll tell them to tune their radio to 8 AM 720, we are putting all this stuff out over the air for anybody in the listening area, and y'all will be. So we're trying to share all this information as much as we can.
Well, we all appreciate all you do. We don't have cell signal where we are either, so any information is gold to us.
That's why I'm telling everybody just to go back to AM radio and ham radio, because it's working.
This is Whiskey 4 Alpha Tango Papa. I'll also pass the Marietta First Baptist information to South Carolina Emergency Management, W4ATP.
All right, Tom, thank you. I'm hoping you got that. And, Gary, thank you for bringing that information in here. That's what we're looking for.
ZXK85WLL.
WLLKO4HKX here.
Additional on the laundry trailer at Marietta First Baptist. They are taking one bag of laundry, but it's per family, but it's a 24-hour turnaround on it, 24-hour turnaround. So they drop it off today, they'll have to pick up tomorrow.
That we will get that information out. Thank you, Leroy. Leroy, can you give me, they're doing feeding and laundry, correct?
The feeding part, I'm not sure on the feeding, but I do know they got laundry and they're doing some disaster relief. They may be doing feeding there, I'm not sure.
BLQ, Gary, can you come back in here?
Yes, sir. I am driving by there in just a minute. I will stop in and get a list of their services for you and report back.
And when you're in there, will you relay a message for me?
Go ahead with that message.
See how Alan Harris is for me. He's a friend of mine down in that area, and he is involved with that church there, so I'd like to know he's doing okay. Just tell him Patrick, KO4HKX, ask about him.
What was the last name on Alan?
Alan Harris.
Will do. I'll let you know shortly.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
KM4BLQ, standing by.
This is KA5WLO. I got an additional location for laundry.
You get set up to write down what you got here. Go ahead, KO4HKX here.
Walmart on Woodruff Road. The Walmart on Woodruff Road has an area now set up to wash clothes and take a shower. They're also saying they're giving cases of water out. Woodruff Road, 385.
Walmart on Woodruff Road and 385 is giving out cases of water and places to do laundry.
Showers.
Roger that. Showers also. Got it.
Found out any further, I'll let you know. KA5WLL.
Roger that. Thank you, Leroy.
KCX, just turned to ATL, somebody send that Walmart on Woodruff Road. What are they doing up there?
KO4HKX. The Walmart on Woodruff Road and 385 has laundry set up. They're giving out cases of water and they have showers available.
Okay. The only problem now is I don't have a gas to get there. That's the only problem for me. So.
Sir, can you come back with that last one? I didn't copy.
For now, it's, I don't have the, I live in Great Court, and I don't have the gas to get to Greenville up there at Woodruff Road. That'd be nice, but I don't have the gas to get there, CAP or KCX.
Don't know what to tell you on that one. I can't help you from my location. I'm up here in North Carolina.
I got a couple friends who live up there, and out the driveway, and I rode just to get out, so I know what you mean. I rode that we live on here in Gray Court. One end we can get out of, the other end is still blocked up with big old trees and stuff, so.
Sir, I hadn't heard, you're the only person out of Gray Court I've heard, so I don't know, maybe somebody can make their way down that way and help you out. Can you give me your name? I got your call sign, KI4KCX, correct?
Perfect. And my name is Jerry. Juliet Echo Romeo Romeo Yankee.
We got you down there in Gray Court, and you got trees blocking your driveway. If I hear anything, I will definitely relay it out if you just monitor the frequency. And another alternative, which I don't know if it'll make it that far, but you can listen to AM 720. We're relaying this information out over the radio station here, and it covers most of all of Western North Carolina and upstate South Carolina. So it just monitor that, and we're passing this information along.
W4ATP, I'll make an ad there if I may.
Go ahead, Tom.
All right, FM 98.9. WORD Radio 98.9 is also doing updates based on information I received. This is W4ATP.
Did you get the last one about Walmart and Woodruff Road 385?
Roger, I got that. Got it copied down in the message to go out.
Roger that. Want to make sure you got it. KO4HKX, standing by.
KI4KCX. Information. My driveway is not blocked. One end of the road I live on, I can get out. I just don't have the gas in the vehicle to get out and go.
So you need gas is what you need.
I'm disabled and everything. I don't get paid till Thursday. And, I'm sitting at home. We don't have no power or nothing like that. I lost everything in the freezer and the refrigerator and everything like that, so I'm just trying to do what we can.
So, but y'all are safe and you have drinking water?
Well, so we can't use the well. I think we got 1 gallon of water left. That's it.
Got anything down that way?
Before ATP, please say again, I was on a different radio.
Sorry, Tom. KI4KCX Jerry down in Gray Court doesn't have the gas to get out, and he doesn't have water or power. Is there any way to get water to him?
For ATP, I'll look into that and see what I can do. I don't have an immediate answer, though.
Jerry, can you give me an address?
This is 2936 Beaver Dam, which is one word, Creek Road in Gray Court. Of course, South Carolina, but my zip is 29645. My wife is going to call my niece here in a little bit, and said she didn't have no power at her house, but she had water and all, and we're going to see if we can get in touch with her and all, and see if nothing else, we can go down there and get some water and a shower. It'd be a cold shower, maybe. Shower's a shower, as long as I can get clean, that's the main thing.
Jerry, keep us informed on your situation, and we'll see what we can do to get you some help down that way.
Name again.
Mine is Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-Ray. My name is Patrick.
Patrick, I appreciate it. KI4KCX. Be monitoring.
Go ahead, comment.
4EJY. Last calling station. Can you give me your call sign one more time?
Kilo India 4, Kilo Charlie X-ray, JI4, JCX.
Copy that. Kilo India 4, Kilo Charlie X-ray. I'm going to read back this address just to make sure I got it down correctly, but I'll reach out and see if I can get someone to come out there and assist you. Address I have down is 2936 Beaver Dam Creek Road in Gray Court. Do you have any cell service where you're at?
Hard to keep it charged. Of course, I don't have power in the house to keep it charged. I have very little gas in the front line and vehicle to keep it charged in the vehicle. I do have cell service.
All right, copy that. If you could give me your cell phone number, just in case if someone can get a hold of you. But I want to see if I can get some sort of service out there to you. Go ahead with your number.
864-871-9787.
See, I got 871-9787. Over. All right, I'm losing you in the static here, but I'm going to pass this information along and see if I can get someone out there to assist you, either bringing you supplies or also helping remove some of those trees. So as soon as I can get a hold of someone, I'll relay it back to Patrick here, KI4HKX.
This is W4ATP.
KI4HKX.
Okay, I've got the information for KI4KCX. I know a contact down in the Fountain Inn, South Carolina area is involved in some of the volunteer fire and rescue there, so I'm passing that information along to him. No confirmation yet, but I've been in contact with this person in the past 24 hours, so hopefully he may be able to get some help out that way. I'll let you know. W4ATP.
Just trying to get the help where it needs to go.
Stay away.
Go ahead, Elijah.
Jason, if you get confirmation on that, or, you know, whether or not you can or not get someone out there, can you pass that back along to Patrick here? I'll be monitoring, but I'm not always able to talk. I've got connections with the fire departments up there also, so that's why, you know, I don't want to be sending, you know, six different crews over there just for manpower-wise. So if you could relay that information, whether or not you're able to get someone out there, over.
KI4KCX. I can get out of my driveway and everything. I do not need no trees removed. Again, I do not need no trees removed. I just don't have the gasoline in the vehicle to go nowhere. That's one of my main problems there. I don't have no gas in the vehicle to go nowhere.
Copy that. I'm sure we'll get someone out there too. KI4EJY. I'll be on the side.
And if Tom comes back in here with any information, he's probably on the phone. He's been pretty busy this morning in the background.
Like I said, I'll be monitoring on my HT. I'm out trying to work today. I got to keep the money coming in if I can. But I'll be monitoring the station. KF4EJY, clear.
K2RCU.
K2RCL. Go ahead, Russell.
You got phone service now?
I do not.
My base is 10-7. The only way I'm going to be able to communicate is by the car, and I'm just out in it right now. I was going to say if somebody in my general area needed something to let me know because I can't get out and about. I was going to say call me, but I'll try to get on and check in every once in a while and just offer assistance where I can. K2RCU, 73s, appreciate what you're doing, and I hope everybody stays safe. I'm clear.
Russell, thank you for that. I appreciate it. And just so you know, you can get help or anything you need up in Marietta, in your area, at Marietta First Baptist Laundry. And I think they're doing food, but I'm not sure on that one.
That, Patrick, we are good to go. We've got generator and we've got food and everything at the house. Lost antenna with a tree limb, so the base is 10-7 for me. Aside from that, we're perfectly fine and willing to help out where we can when we can.
Roger that. Well, you and Beth stay safe, and thank you for coming in here and let me know that you're available to help out in a need. KM4HK, standing by.
Patrick, this is KM4BLQ.
4BLQ, was it?
Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima, Quebec. Hey, this is Gary getting back about Marietta First.
Yeah, roger that.
Just talked to a guy there. They're doing laundry. It's a 24-hour turnaround. They start at 7 a.m. and close at 8 p.m. Again, that's a 24-hour turnaround. They will be serving hot dogs from 12 until they run out today, hamburgers from 12 until they run out tomorrow.
Roger that. We will pass that information along.
W4ATP, if you would please repeat.
Tom, he said they would be open from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m., or 8 p.m., sorry. 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. And the laundry is a 24-hour turnaround, one bag. You drop your bag off, you pick it up the next day. They are serving hot dogs starting at 12 o'clock today until they're done, and then hamburgers tomorrow starting at 12 until they're done.
4ATP, good copy.
We're going to pass that along here, and I know you're going to do the same.
4KCX, Patrick, I can't remember your call sign right now. But this is Jerry and Craig Hort. Look, I don't need no trees removed. I can get in and out of my yard. I don't need no trees removed.
Jerry, I got you. KO4HKX, no trees removed. Just need water and gas.
Roger that. Roger that.
That. Thank you, Tom, Jerry, and you be safe, and hopefully somebody will be there to get you some gas and water here shortly.
On the back porch, I'm fixing to step back in and power my cell phone back up in case somebody tries to call. I'll leave my HT on here. I don't pick up real good in the house, so if somebody tries to get in touch with me on the video here, if I don't pick them up, I'll step back out on the porch and try to pick them up then.
04HK, standing by.
KCX, monitoring.
To 4HKX, W4ATP.
KO4HKX, go ahead.
One other item I was asked to have people report or give us information in is if people know of any banks which are open or ATM machines which are open for people to use to get cash. Now copy.
Good copy. Banks or ATMs to get cash. I'll see what I can find out, sir.
All right. Appreciate it. W4ATP.
TP W4SOE.
W4SOE, go ahead.
About to go mobile out onto Pelham Road. Need to see if I can fill up a gas can. There's a couple ATMs along the way, too. I'll check those.
Excellent. Let me know what you find out.
Sure.
UT, comment?
KO4HKX.
There is power going pretty much down a good chunk of Wade Hampton towards where the Walmart is, coming all the way towards the Sphinx on 14, so there's quite the possibility that one of the banks in that area has their ATM powered.
Maybe somebody will come in here and give us a report for sure. That way we don't send people chasing.
I live about 30 miles away from there, so for me to get in close, but anybody that's in Greer by Wade Hampton could probably check it out really quick.
We'll find somebody here letting us know shortly, and I'll throw a call out. KO4HKX, looking for information about open banks or ATMs where you can obtain cash. Open banks or ATMs to obtain cash.
KD.
KC4SKD, go ahead.
The Pinnacle Bank in Easley is open. Supposed to be open at 10 o'clock. Yeah, it's 11:25 now. So that's one of them. Pinnacle Bank in Easley, KC4SKD.
Pinnacle Bank in Easley opened at 10 o'clock. Roger that, Larry. Thank you for bringing that in here.
4SKD.
HKX, looking for information about open banks and ATMs to obtain cash.
C9B.
KO4HKX, go ahead.
We came through Travelers Rest good. Any banks in that area would be a good time.
Maybe somebody that's out mobile will let us know for sure. Like I said, we don't want to send people just in a direction and then nothing there.
Give me your call sign. I thought I had it
wrote
down, but don't. Give me your call sign, KI4KCX.
Jerry, my call sign is Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. Again, Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray.
Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray.
Good copy.
Can I just turn my cell phone on, and it ain't got but about 10% on it. Sometimes it does good holding charge, and sometimes it don't. So, but it's on right now. So.
KX, this is N4VUT.
N4VUT, go ahead. KO4HKX here.
Just got off the phone with the Bank of Travelers Rest in Travelers Rest, and they are open and doing lobby service and ATM.
Bank of Travelers Rest in Travelers Rest is open, lobby service and ATM.
That is correct, and they said most of their locations are open except for one on Rutherford.
Roger that. Bank of Travelers Rest, most locations are open. Thank you, sir.
N4VUT clear.